an interdisciplinary assistive technology minor. Richard C. Simpson, 11 Duquesne University, Pittsburgh. Abstract: we have implemented a pre-professional specialization in assistive technology for undergraduates. Duke's NAES minor in assistive technology prepares students to design and fabricate assistive technologies and provide assistive technology services. The minor combines coursework from occupational therapy, biomedical engineering, and special education. Students learn cardboard carpentry, computer-aided design and 3D printing, electronics and programming skills. Introduction: Duquesne University's minor in assistive technology, in combination with a student's chosen major, prepares students to design and fabricate assistive technologies and provide clinical assistive technology services. The minor is an interdisciplinary program that combines coursework from occupational therapy, OT, biomedical engineering, BME, and special education. The minor was designed based on the following constraints. The courses within the minor need to attract enough students that they can be offered on a regular basis. The minor is intended for students from occupational therapy and biomedical engineering, so the courses cannot assume too much OT-specific or engineering-specific knowledge on the part of the students. The minor needs to accommodate the course schedules for students in OT, most flexibility in years 2 and 3 of a 5-year program, and BME, most flexibility in year 4 of a 4-year program, and university requirements, e.g., all courses must be completed before the end of students' 4th year, when students' bachelor's degrees are conferred. All of this ruled out a minor that looked like a post-professional certificate or master's degree, with separate courses focusing on topics like wheeled mobility, computer access, or job accommodations. Instead, the minor was designed around the following outcomes. Give students the knowledge and skills necessary to integrate assistive technology within their own field of study. Expose students to multiple areas of assistive technology, to encourage some to pursue additional training to become rehabilitation engineers or assistive technology professionals, ADPs. Teach students how to design and fabricate devices so that, once their discipline-specific training is layered on top, they feel comfortable configuring, modifying and combining existing solutions and fabricating new solutions for individuals with disabilities. Approach the minor in assistive technology requires 15 credits of classroom and laboratory work. Table 1 shows the course sequence for students in OT and BME. The core of the minor consists of 3 courses that teach students about designing and prototyping technology using assistive technology as motivating examples. 1, 3. Fabrication of assistive technologies, hardware, 3 credits, exposes students to assistive technology concepts in seating and positioning, computer access, and orthotics and prosthetics. Students learn to fabricate assistive technologies using cardboard carpentry, computer-aided design software, and 3D printing. Fabrication of assistive technologies, software and electronics, 3 credits, teaches assistive technology concepts in cognitive aids, augmentative communication, and electronic aids to daily living. Students learn to fabricate assistive technologies using mobile computing devices, e.g., smartphones, tablets, microprocessors, sensors and actuators. Fabrication of assistive technologies, studio, 3 credits, requires students to combine the skills they learned in the previous courses to design and fabricate assistive technologies intended for general use or for specific individuals in the community. Grading in all 3 courses is project-based. Unlike many project-based courses focused on assistive technology, e.g., 4, 5, students do not design solutions for specific consumers. The first 2 courses in this sequence are intended to teach a range of technical skills, and the studio course is intended to let students choose one or more technical areas, e.g., programming, electronics, cardboard carpentry, computer-aided design, in which they want to deepen their understanding. Students identify the skills they want to develop and then specify and plan their own projects, with assistance from the instructor, and complete them either individually or in groups. Students are also required to take 2 additional courses that focus on commercially available assistive technologies. These courses emphasize issues like the assessment process, funding, integrating multiple assistive technologies, and clinical documentation. Environmental adaptations in rehabilitation technology, 3 credits, covers assessment and modification of the environment to increase function and independence. Topics include assistive technology, home modification, and environmental accessibility. Foundations of Inclusive Educational Practice, 3 credits, focuses on inclusive educational practice as it relates to the principle of least restrictive environment. Students learn to develop instructional supports for students with diverse learning and behavior needs based on individualized assessments. Table 1. Course sequence for students in OT and BME semester. OT, BME. Year 2 Spring, Foundations of Inclusive Educational Practice. Year 3 Fall, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Hardware. Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Software and Electronics. Year 3 Spring, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Studio, Foundations of Inclusive Educational Practice. Year 4 Fall, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Hardware. Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Software and Electronics. Year 4 Spring, Environmental Adaptations in Rehabilitation Technology, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Studio. Environmental Adaptations in Rehabilitation Technology. Discussion as shown in Table 2, student evaluations of the design courses have been overwhelmingly positive. In its first year, the 2018-2019 academic year, 12 OT students and 1 BME student took at least one course within the minor and 11 OT students completed all the courses required for the minor. In the current academic year, 4 OT students and 1 BME student took at least one course within the minor. Table 2. Responses to student course evaluation surveys semester year, course, and upgrading, out of 5. Fall 2018. Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Hardware, 13, 4.62. Fall 2018, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Software and Electronics, 12, 4.60. Spring 2019, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Studio, 8, 5.00. Fall 2019, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Hardware, 5, 4.99. Fall 2019, Fabrication of Assistive Technologies, Software and Electronics, 5, 5.00. One goal that has been achieved is teaching OT students about technology development, 6. Examples of projects completed by OT students for the studio course include one-handed scissors fabricated with a combination of cardboard carpentry and 3D printing. A device that uses a force sensor and microprocessor to prompt someone to perform periodic pressure relief after a predetermined amount of time without movement observing. A smartphone app that connects via Bluetooth to a wireless display to provide real-time transcription for individuals who have an auditory impairment. An attachment for a rollator that uses a sonar sensor to trigger a laser that displays a line on the floor that an individual with Parkinson's disease can step over as a means of initiating movement. A smartphone app that provides a simplified interface for making phone calls and sending text messages. This app was selected as a winner of the LiveWell RERC Student App Challenge in 2019. Acknowledgements: Ben Goldschmidt, Jamie Munoz and John Vieter contributed to the design and implementation of the minor. References: 1. Cohen, H. 2016. Assistive Technology, an Occupational Therapy Perspective on the Importance of Making, Inclusion, and Use. SIS Quarterly Practice Connections, 1-4, 23-25. 2. Morgan, M., and Schenk, J. 2018. Making It Work. Examples of OT within the Maker Movement. OT Practice, 23-14, 19-22. 3. Porco, K., and Salinas, S. 2014. Applying 3D Printing to Occupational Practice. OT Practice, 22-14. 17-19. 4. Barbarishi, G., Holloway, C., S., M., and Spriegel, S. Assistive Technology Design Courses, The Mutually Beneficial Relationship Between Engineering Education and the Provision of Orphan Devices, in J. Anschutz and R. Pagardella, ed. Proceedings of the RESNA 40th Annual Conference, New Orleans, RESNA Press, 2017. 5. Goldberg, M., R., and Perlman, J. L. 2013. Best Practices for Team-Based Assistive Technology Design Courses. Annals of Biomedical Engineering, 41-9, 1880-1888. 6. Profit, R. Schwartz, J. K. Foreman, M., and Smith, R. O. 2019. Role of Occupational Therapy Practitioner in Mass Market Technology Research and Development. American Journal of Occupational Therapy. 73-1, 73013470-10, P173013470-10, P6.